So good to see all your faces today. It's good to be in God's house. Were you blessed with the worship? And blessed by the testimony that Richard gave? It's wonderful what the Lord is doing. I'm going to speak on trees. Trees planted by the water. Do you know that God says you are like a tree? You are like a tree. That's actually a compliment, because trees are good things, aren't they? You think about trees, we know that there's a lot of focus on trees nowadays, because people have finally figured out one of the reasons that God made these beautiful trees is for our benefit. Because it takes all the carbon dioxide and turns everything into oxygen for us, and they're so beautiful to look at. So trees are very important for the planet. And so when God says that you are like a tree, he's telling you, you are important, and he says, you have a function. This is for all of you, including you teenagers. God says, you are important. And you have a function. Let's go to Jeremiah 17, verses 5 to 8. This is what the Lord says. Cursed are those who put their trust in mere humans, who rely on human strength and turn their hearts away from the Lord. They are like stunted shrubs in the desert with no hope for the future. They will live in barren wilderness in an uninhabited salty land. But blessed are those who trust in the Lord and have made the Lord their hope and confidence. They are like trees planted along a riverbank with roots that reach deep into the water. Such trees are not bothered by the heat or worried about long months of drought. The leaves stay green, and they never stop producing fruit. So we are like trees. The question is, where are you planted? Where are you planted? Where am I planted? Do you see here how the Lord says, you're either planted in the desert, or you're planted by the living waters? And you get two completely opposite results. If you're planted by the living waters, you are blessed. Blessed means you will be happy. You will be satisfied. You will be content. What is the water then? Well, it tells us, if you go to Jesus speaking in John 7, 38 and 39, in this scripture you will see that Jesus talks that everyone who believes in me and Jesus can come and drink. And from the innermost being, there will be rivers of living water. And then he goes on to say, he's talking about the Holy Spirit. He's talking about the Holy Spirit. So where are you planted? Are you planted with deep roots connected to the Holy Spirit? Then you will produce fruit. That was Richard's story, wasn't it? He went through a period of drought in his life. He had difficult times. But he said, no, I am not having it. And so, because he put his trust in the Lord, now the medical results show no crumbs. Why? Because he put his trust in God. And he said, I'm not having that. I am not having that. I'm a child of God. He put his trust in God. Trees. We can think about trees as us as individual, and we can also think about us as a church. But let's just focus on us as individual people to start with. What do you know about trees? How do trees start off? All trees start off as saplings. They all start off from seeds. You can't just buy a pop-up tree in the shop and lo and behold, suddenly you have a tree in your garden that's growing well. It doesn't exist. Everything starts with a seed that has to be planted. Everything starts small and it grows. And it takes time. Oh yes, some trees grow faster than others, but none of them are instant. And they all start off from a seed. And so it is, if you want to be the person planted by the water, you have to be born again by the Spirit of God. You have to be born again by the Spirit of God. Let's go to John 3, verses 3 to 7. I tell you the truth, this is Jesus speaking. Unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. What do you mean? Exclaimed Nicodemus. How can an old man go back into his mother's womb and be born again? Jesus replied, I assure you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit. Humans can reproduce only human life, but the Holy Spirit gives birth to spiritual life. So don't be surprised when I say you must be born again. You have to be born again. Do you know the sin in your life is terminal? This is a really serious matter. Sin is terminal. Sin leads to death. How do you feel when you think about sin in your life? Not very good. It makes us feel ashamed of ourselves. We would rather that people didn't know about it because it's shameful. It's very shameful. And what can we do about our sin? The world at the moment tries to rewrite what God has said in his law. Tries to rewrite and say, it's okay, it's okay. If it feels good, just go ahead. It's okay, it's okay. But the people feel terrible inside. Because sin is terminal. And we feel horrible about our sin. And if somebody was to come and look at our sin and examine it, we'd be mortified. Mortified. I'm ashamed about myself. I'm even more ashamed if somebody else sees it. What if God sees it? No wonder that Adam and Eve, when they had sinned, ran and hid. No wonder. Because God, who's so holy, we just cannot be in his presence with our sin. What can you do about your sin? We cannot undo it. Some people try and say, okay, I made so many mistakes, I must now try and be a better person. I must try somehow to pay back. It's impossible for us to pay the price of our sin. But the good news is that Jesus came and he paid the price for us. But you have to be born again. If you're not born again, you will die as a consequence of your sin. You will die in your sin. It's a serious matter. You must be born again. That's the first step. You must be born again. You must turn from your sin and receive the forgiveness of sin because Jesus has paid the price for our sin. Jesus has paid the price for our sin.
Thank you, Jesus.
It cost him everything. It cost him everything. What's your response? You chose to be here to honor God. Some people, too comfortable sitting at home on the sofa. Too comfortable. That's disobedience, I'm telling you. You're listening on Facebook and you're at home and you're able to go out. You're able to go to the shopping center. But to come to God's house, is that too high a price? When the Lord Jesus died for you on the cross, he gave his life. He has given us everything. Oh, how hard it is for us just to give a little bit of ourselves. Oh, how hard it is. You must be born again. That is the first step. In order for you to be planted, why stay in the desert? Instead of being a tree, you become a shrub. Shrivel up, dying. In the desert, in your sin, you're dying. Come to Jesus. Receive forgiveness of sin. He washes away our sin. It is not who God made you to be. He washes away our sin. Come to Jesus today. Surrender your life to him. Make a decision. I will follow Jesus. Ask him to forgive you your sin. While I was preparing this message, I had two interruptions. I like when the Holy Spirit makes interruptions, because there's a message. A dear friend of ours that we've known for many years phoned. We've known them for probably about 35, 40 years, whatever. And the wife is born again, gloriously. And the husband came to church. I don't know what happened. Maybe offended. Maybe people weren't wise. But he didn't give his heart to the Lord. And the years went by and the years went by. And now the person's very elderly. And at the end, coming near the end, can we say? But the wife phoned me and said, oh, it's so gloriously, because he got saved. He gave his life to Jesus. He gave his life to Jesus. He's just moved into a care home. And she phoned me and said, he's telling people. He's telling people about Jesus. It's not too late. While you still have breath, it's not too late for you to turn to Jesus. That's the message that God has given today. It's not too late for you. You think it's too late because you wasted years. But the Lord says, today is your day. Today, give your life to Jesus today. It's not too late. It's not too late. Sometimes we stumble. That was my second interruption. Somebody who's really, really struggling severely with mental health issues. And got into big trouble. We're all different. God has made it all different. This person has severe learning difficulties. And then he sent me the message. And he said, I'm prayer walking. And God spoke to me. And God said, I've got a sign mine. I've got a sign mine. I've got a sign mine. And then the Lord said to him, keep the Ten Commandments, you'll be okay. I just love how the Holy Spirit speaks in ways that every person can understand, whatever level you are. God speaks to you today. He tells you, come to Jesus, you'll be okay. He gives instructions, but we have to obey. We cannot undo our sin, but you can come to Jesus and you can ask him to forgive you. That's within your grasp. You can do that. You use your will. You use your will. You make a choice. Make a choice. Be planted by the river, the Holy Spirit. Be planted. Choose Jesus today. God is sending such a great message to us today. It's not too late. Don't let your past determine your future. Let the cross of Jesus determine your future. I put my trust in Jesus. He has washed away my sin. He makes me all clean. I can stand before Father God. It's like I never sinned. Why? Because Jesus has paid the price. Now, sometimes when I think and wonder about eternity, it's almost beyond our capability to think that there will be no sin ever. The other day I was thinking and I thought, oh dear, I hope I don't ruin it for all of the people there by having a really bad thought. Yes. Because in ourselves, you see, we have inadequacy, even as Christians. But there's a big difference when we get to eternity from when Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. There's a big difference. Do you know what the difference is? The tempter's no longer there. Ha ha! Ha ha! We are being the glory of God. The closer you get to the glory of God, the more you're transformed. And he's given us taste. While we are on this earth, he gives us a taste. You had a taste this morning during worship. If you are a human being, you must have felt the presence of God during the worship, because God is here in this place. Very often we can feel his presence even before we get to know him in a personal way. He is real. And when his presence comes, it changes us. It changes us. So when we are in eternity, there will be no sin. And he gives us a taste. We have the ability to tap in to that now. We can tap into it now. And you can feel the peace of God. You experience the peace of God. You can experience the joy of the Lord. You can experience being right with God. That's called the righteousness of God. Being right with God because of what Jesus has done. It's so glorious. So let us determine today to let the cross of Jesus determine our future. Not your past. The cross of Jesus. Come on, people. Follow Jesus. Follow Jesus. You are alive today. You've got breath in your lung. Make a choice and choose life. Choose Jesus. Don't choose to stay in your sin. It's a downward spiral. Choose Jesus. I just want to also turn to us as a church, as a body of believers. We also want to trust in God. When Jeremiah wrote this, he wrote more or less the same as what we also read in Psalm 1. Psalm 1. Blessed is the man. It's the one who delights in God's word. Oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around with sinners, or join in their mockers. But they delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. They are like trees planted along the riverbank, bearing fruit each season. The leaves never wither, and they prosper in all they do. When you follow and you put your trust in the Lord, you will prosper in everything you do. Yes, there will be storms. Yes, there will be droughts. Yes, things will happen. But you will prosper when you follow the Lord. Each of us needs to be in the right position now. We are at a point of change. We are now transitioning. We have completed our assignment when we were in the nightclub building. We've done that. So we are now moving into a new season. Are you sensing it? We are moving into a new season. So each of us need to take our position in the army of God. What's your position in the army? What are you called to do? Remember, Jesus has paid the price of your sin. Just stop saying that you're no good. That's not according to the scripture. Stop saying you can't do. You can. You can do all things through Christ. Come on. This is time for us to arise, every one of us, to be the soldiers, to be the army of God. You're moving into a new season as the body of Christ. On Monday, some of us were back up at Maple Grove on the land praying again at that place. And I heard the Spirit of the Lord so clearly saying, Jesus at the center. Jesus at the center. For so long, we didn't fully understand the direction God was taking us, but now we get it. The Lord is saying, go to the center. Go to the center. As a church, we put in an offer for a building at the center of Livingston, and we are believing for it. We are believing for it. Why? Because the steps of a righteous person is ordered by the Lord.
Yes.
The scripture says so. And we have been declaring and decreeing during the 4.5 years that we were in the nightclub that we would be there for as long as God wanted us to be there. And just like that, God moved us out after 4.5 years. He said we would be there between 3 and 5. So 4.5 fits. He moved us just like that. And then we looked at 3 possible buildings, and the Lord said no and no to 2 of them. You see how God makes it easy for us? If you've got 3 options and 2 of them are no, God makes it easy for us. In the scripture, the Lord says, I'll give you a hint. You've got 2 choices, life or death. I'll give you a hint. Choose life. Choose Jesus. God always makes it easy for us, but we need to be obedient and go. So now the Lord is saying to us, no, you're not to go back to Craig's Hill. Why? Put Jesus at the center. Do you know when the new town of Livingston came about, there was a decision made between the churches at the time and the planners and everything that there will not be a church at the center. No, it will be out in the periphery. But we are now moving into a new season. Put God at the center of your life. Put God at the center of Livingston, and Livingston will become the place that God intended it to be. Rivers of living waters, people turning from sin and having their lives cleaned up, people being healed, people being set free from their addiction and from the darkness by putting Jesus at the center. You cannot have the life of God when you put God at the periphery. You have to put him at the center. He has to be the King of Kings. Jesus has to be at the center. That's why we're believing for this building. That's why we're believing for a move of God in Livingston. When we came here, we were told, and the statistics are true, that Livingston has been the lowest church attendance in all of Scotland. Most of us here were not born here. You all came here. I've heard many of your testimonies. You have testified that God called you to Livingston. God specifically gave you a house in Livingston. Don't you think God knows what he's doing when he did that? There's a purpose. There's a plan for your life. You're to be on fire for God. You're to bring people from darkness to light. We are in a new season now. We're getting ready. We are in transition. God is moving all around the world. Yes, the enemy is trying to distract. But the minute people have a true encounter with God, all the lights of the energy falls like a house of cards. Last year when we went around praying at the schools, it's easy to be overcome by the woke agendas. But the Lord spoke so clearly to us, it just takes one experience. When a teenager or a child has a true experience of the Lord Jesus Christ, feeling the power of God on their body, knowing that God speaks to them in a personal way, everything, all these lies, they just fall like flies, become nothing, Because the power of God is so much stronger than all the lies that the enemies come up with. And God is in the business of changing people's lives. Your past does not determine your future. Let the cross of Jesus determine your future. And step up. Step up. It's exciting days. We are in transition. We are believing we'll have this building. Yes, it's only a building, but it's God's plan. Because we need to have a place at the center where Jesus' name can be lifted up high, along with other bodies of Christ in this town. We are not the only believing church. God's got many people, but we need to be obedient to what God is calling us to do. We need to step into that. All we need to do is be obedient. We looked at, considered three buildings, and God said, no, I know. How easy is that? Yes, we haven't got it yet, but I'm talking by faith. I'm talking by faith. We are people that are moved by the word of God. But what God shows us, we are in a new season. We are in a new season. Make sure your life is moves into the new season. Come on, let's clean up our lives. Let's rearrange our habits and our conduct to be according to the word of God so that we don't miss out on what God is doing. Let's go for it. Let's go for it so that we become like the trees planted by the water. You know, those trees, you just see the tree, but underneath are deep roots, and they run right in under the river. They're connected. So it doesn't matter. The scripture here says, it doesn't matter. They'll always have green leaves. It doesn't matter if there's a drought. It doesn't matter if there's another pandemic. It doesn't matter because you're rooted in the Holy Spirit and in the Word of God. I like it how it's said in the New King James, because it says, and will not fear when he comes. Oh, the enemy uses fear. Didn't we see that over the last few years? Television is booming out, fear, 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 all over the people. And, oh, it's not the people of God. That's not how it's meant to be. Because we are rooted. We are rooted in the Word of God and in the Holy Ghost. And so fear has no place anymore. Yes, there's a storm, but hey, you've still got green leaves. You will still produce. We shall produce because we are connected to the Word of God and the Holy Spirit. So today I encourage you, let the cross of Jesus determine your future. Surrender your life to Him. If you are here today and you have not yet open your heart to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I challenge you, the Holy Spirit is inviting you, open your heart and say, Jesus, come and forgive my sin. That is what you can do. You cannot take away your sin, but Jesus is standing at the door and he wants to clean you up. Receive Jesus today. Let's bow our heads. Holy Spirit, we honor you. You're holy. You're here. We pray your will for every life, Father. Today, we recommit ourselves to you. For this new season, Father God, that every one of us would be in the right place. Come, Holy Spirit, and shine your light on our lives. We want to move closer. We want our roots to go deep into the water of the Holy Spirit. Come and touch every life. We surrender to you in the name of Jesus. If you want to give your life to Jesus, we would like to come and pray with you. If you want to give your life to Jesus and have your sins forgiven, he's knocking at your door. While all the heads are bowed, if you just bow your head, if you want to give your life to Jesus, why don't you put your hand up? Put your hand up. Do you want to give your life to Jesus? Put your hand up and say, yes, Jesus. Do you want to say yes, Jesus? Do you want to say yes to Jesus? Put your hand up. Put your hand up. He desires to be in relationship with you. Yes, 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 yes. We see your hands. Okay, repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I come to you. Say it out loud. Come on, you put your hand up. Say it out loud. Lord Jesus, I come to you. I didn't hear you. Say it one more time. Lord Jesus, I come to you. Forgive my sins. Cleanse me. I surrender to you. I give my life to you. Amen. I saw your hands, but more importantly, Jesus saw your hand, that you want to reconnect and get your sins forgiven. We will speak to you afterwards. We want to make an opportunity now for those that need healing in their body. There's a whole empty row here at the front. And we're going to say goodbye to people on Facebook at this point. But we're going to make an opportunity. There was an ankle problem identified and a respiratory problem, was it, Richard?
Upper respiratory tract.
So these are called the words of knowledge. This is the Holy Spirit giving a revelation to Richard what God wants to heal today. So if you come forward, God will heal you. You don't need to do anything, just come forward. God will heal you. This is how God works. He loves to heal. And if you have another condition that wasn't called out, please come to the front row as well, and then you will also receive healing. Why? It's what Jesus does. Ministry team, please come forward and minister to these people. Anyone else that wants ministry, we are here. And we just want to thank you for being with us this morning. It's been so glorious. We've extended our time in here until 5 to 2. We have to be out by 2. So we've got a whole hour for fellowship after we pray for the people in need. And we can have fellowship, tea and coffee. And those of you that put your hand up, we'd love to just talk and pray with you as well. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
All this is all this.
Thank you.